Hello, and thanks so much for watching Proactive New York. With me right now is Kate Root, Senior Vice President and Managing Director at Chesapeake Payment Systems, which is a division within Chesapeake Bank. Kate, it's great to meet you. How are you?
Great to meet you too. Thanks, Christine. I'm doing wonderful.
That's great to hear. So a lot is evolving within the card payment industry. Let's focus in on Chesapeake's at the moment. Can you maybe first start us off with talking about how long have you been involved in the card payment industry?
You know, I've been in the card payment industry for over 30 years, and I've been at Chesapeake Bank for 6. So yes, things are evolving greatly, and Chesapeake Bank is really staying engaged in the market and doing what they can to help their commercial customers.
Yeah. So tell me a bit about the payments program and how it blends with Chesapeake's core products and programs that it already has in place.
The payments program started here in the late 1990s. And as many banks were the adopters of merchant services in the early days, as was Chesapeake Bank. But what they choose to do with this program is to lead into businesses that really needed a solution to help them easily and efficiently charge, you know, or receive payments on credit cards. And merchants struggle with rates. They struggle with timing for deposits. And if we can help our commercial customers wrap this in and make it speedy and efficient for them, we've really worked on focusing that in the program. We've grown it quite a bit to now be able to service merchants nationwide. And we're very excited about the opportunity for a bank our size as a community bank to have such respect in the industry to keep growing our merchant services this way.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Chesapeake is a community bank, relatively small compared to its larger peers. So is it unique for a bank of your size to have a merchant card payments program?
You know, it's very unique. Many banks have merchant payment programs, but they're either outsourced to others or they're limited to only their regional footprint. We actually are members directly of all of the card brands, which allows us to sponsor many entities in the payment industry. So what this means is these entities actually may be sales entities, they may be software entities, and we can actually sponsor them to allow them to grow their businesses, and we will represent them to the card brand nationwide to be able to grow and expand. This part of the business is what makes us very unique. Most banks our size really don't want to touch that type of responsibility for all these transactions that go through the network.
And with so many kind of technological innovations going on in payments, how does Chesapeake Payment Systems stand out in this kind of competitive industry?
You know, that's such an appropriate question for right now. And having been in the industry for over 30 years, I often joke that I hope my retirement's around the corner because keeping up with technology is really a challenge. And I think we just have to know what our customers are requiring, what they're asking for, what their needs are. And frankly, during COVID, all the needs that we thought we had identified have changed. You know, people have gone to needing online ordering. They've gone on to needing no service inside their restaurants and or whatever establishments it might be. And we really had to think about that both regionally and for our national footprint.
Well, you brought up COVID-19. How did that impact your payments program?
COVID was, you know, being in payments for so long, you see lots of things transpire over the years. And this was definitely the most challenging. One of the things that was unexpected was the types of businesses that might have originally always been thought of as a lower risk business all of a sudden became a little bit of a higher risk. So if you think of the travel industry, that's pretty regular and consistent. And so many businesses related to travel either had to stop, shut down, and they became riskier from the perspective that they had to give refunds to customers and customers had issues to rebook or, you know, to move forward with their plans. So we really had to look at it with a more open mind. You know, how do we manage the risk? Yet how do we help the merchant stay in business? We were very proud at Chesapeake that we took a look at each of our individual merchants, offered them programs of assistance during this time, kept their accounts open, stopped some of their fees from hitting during this time. And then for our national partners, we made sure we understood what they were faced with on maybe across the country, things that the East Coast and West Coast were faced with differently.
So as we are in 2021 now, have you been working on anything within the payments program that investors should be knowing about?
So Chesapeake Bank, we pride ourselves in the payment side as staying very engaged within entities in the industry. Many of us are on boards of different organizations wrapped around payments, and we want to stay very in tune with what we need to do to not only support our customers, but support the card brands and other partners. So we are taking a proactive step to really institute new methods of underwriting a client, new methods of vetting a potential partner. And we found that our guidelines had to be altered and changed, and we're getting that out to our partners as quickly as we can so that they can make the changes they need.
Kate, it was really great to learn more about your business. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, Christine. It was great meeting you.